Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricardia. How may I help you?
Yeah, Ricardia. This is Bobby Smith. I have a charge of $94.90 out of my checking account for Calitra Nutrition Moisturizer. I did not order that.
It was Bobby. What's your
Bobby
last name?
Smith.
Smith.
Smith. I don't know who got my card and who made this purchase. I did not.
Was your first name spelled with a Y or an I?
Why?
Alright, and verify your shipping address, please.
2750 Maple Road, Jefferson, Ohio, 44047.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. It looks like you have our keto and cleanse products, those dietary products that reduce appetite, increases metabolism, as well as rid the body of toxins and waste.
I did not order that.
You don't recall paying it
I have not received it.
and $5.95 for shipping and handling back on the 21st?
That might have, but the $94.90, I did not.
So what happened was when you paid the $4.95 and $5.95 shipping and handling, it was stated in the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial. And if you didn't cancel the trial within the 14 days, you were charged
I'm
the retail.
Canceling it.
If you didn't cancel within the 14 days, you were charged the retail price.
I didn't receive this item. So I whatever, whoever ordered this, I did not get it.
We have a tracking number stating it was delivered on the 25th to the address that you verified.
Nope.
And you're stating that you didn't place this order when you paid $4.95 and $5.95?
Nope.
So you're stating that it is a fraudulent charge, correct?
Yes.
Alright, and you sure there's no one in your household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
Nope.
Alright, what I can do is I can go ahead and cancel out your account and transfer you to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your knowledge.
How do I get my the money refunded?
You have to speak with our fraud department if it is a fraudulent
okay,
charge.
Okay, please.
I just want to make you aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously and we'll prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure you do not recall placing an order when you pay shipping and handling for $4.95 and $5.95 back on the 21st.
No. No.
Okay. Once I'm done canceling out your account, I will transfer you to our fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
I'm canceling the account and send me the fraud. You got the old card and the new card?
I got the old card, but got the new one.
Where's the old one at?
I have no idea. I probably got the old one.
Hmm?
We got third way and we got the new one. In this drawer, that's the new one. No, we have to keep it. Oh. We get it mixed up.
Well, this one's white and that one's black.
All right. And I am canceling out the account. I will give you a cancellation code. Just give me one moment.
Okay. don't know. Was it them calling us?
Now, can you verify your email and phone number for me, please?
My phone number is 440-344-6010. Mm-hmm. And my email is bsmith49.bs@gmail.com.
That's the only email that you have?
No, I have another one, bmmccraken. Oh.
66@gmail.com?
Yeah. But I don't use that one too often.
Are you ready for your cancellation code, ma'am?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in cancel. 36. C as in cancel.
What? C as in cancel.
36.
36.
C as in cancel.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
C as in cancel.
Okay.
A as in apple. A as in apple, the number 4, D as in David, B as in Bravo.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I forgot to put in here in the cancellation number. All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day. I am currently completing that transfer.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
How much is it?